Tonight gives you 10 sacks on the season, so it seemed like a little extra celebration after the 10th sack today. True or no?
Yeah, man, it's hard to get to 10. Every sack guy knows that it's that hump that you got to get to double digits, and it's always a tough one. And it was good to enjoy that with the teammates, and the most important, we 6-0, so we got to continue to work hard in the bye week and get ready for a good team in Baltimore.
You talk about playing for 60 minutes. It's been the last 30 minutes that has been incredible for this team. You've allowed 10 points in six games in the second halves of those football games. Today, just over 100 total yards to the Chargers in the second half.
You know, give credit to the coaching staff, man. We prepared that way, I think, through all OTAs and all-season training, training camp, you know, to finish strong and be with the most well-conditioned team when it counts. And I think that's showing, you know. And I think the guys, you know, love the game and it means something to them. And so, you know, we was able to come out and finish the game. That's the most important thing, to come out and finish.
More so the conditioning and the attitude than something that you do in the locker room at halftime?
Yeah, you know, Coach McDaniel going to get a nice prep talk. He's going to get you guys going, get us going. And, it's been great, man. We just love the game. We like to finish. And tonight was a better team.
How good is this team now?
We got a long way to go. We got a lot of mistakes we've done out there, but I think we head in the right direction. But we just got to continue to work hard and not let up.
All right, enjoy the bye week.
Thank you.
Elvis Dumervil here. Hey, Elvis, we're live back in Denver. Talk about the unbelievable emotion that you guys have. I mean, 3.5-game lead. We're only in October with you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's still early. I think we got a lot of work to be done. But I think we're heading in the right direction. I think we worked extremely hard in practice and prepared great for us. And we just got to continue to go get ready for Baltimore in 2 weeks.
You got two more sacks tonight. Gives you 10 for the season. 18 Simon Fletcher got. That's the all-time Bronco record. You're ahead of that pace right now.
Simon Fletcher's a good rusher, but we'll see what happens, man. The most important thing is we're 6-0. That's been great for us, and we just got to continue to work hard and get better.
A lot of these guys weren't in this locker room last year when these guys ended your season. How good does this feel right now for you?
It's feel good, man. We came out of OTAs, man, off-season training, worked extremely hard, mini camp, training camp, and, you know, we believe in the staff. You know, the foundation was set, and we're just trying to demonstrate a brand of football we're trying to play here in Denver. And it's been great so far. We just got to continue to work hard and not let up.
Cool.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Is this the definition of complimentary football? You guys always preach that, and then kickoff, return.
Exactly. That's what it's about, man. You know, I think Coach McDaniel does a great job of explaining the game and how we want to win and how we try to win. And I think guys bought into the situation of football. And, you know, give credit to Eddie, man. He made a huge plays for us. Those guys were able to make plays, and it came down to fourth quarter. And we just wanted it more, a little bit more tonight, and we made a couple of plays, but give San Diego credit. But I was the better team tonight.
What's it mean to go into the bye week with a win like this? I mean, you've been around this AFC rivalry.
It means they got to work harder. Now, you know, we're a target. You know, we're not under the radar. We demonstrate good football Monday night, and so we got to make sure we continue to work hard, and everyone's going to give them their best shot, and so we got to be prepared for it.